Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Back to school time means back to making school lunches. Oh, like my least favorite thing to do. Joining us, it's six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, you're packing that lunch every single day. You know half of it is still coming home at the end of the day. All you hear about is how gross it is. What do you got? What do you do?
Don't make it impossible, Chef.
Oh, got a couple of hot tips for you that can help out with some of the school lunch stuff. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready for it.
All right, so the thermos, it is your best friend in the world when it comes to sending hot food to school. But do me a favor, before you put the hot food in the thermos, let's warm the thermos up with some hot water for a few minutes before you put the food in it.
Does the thermos really keep chicken nuggets warm enough to eat, or does it just make them soggy?
Great question. Anything that's crispy, if it can't breathe or air can't get to it, yeah, it can make it soggy. But depends on the age of your kids. Do your kids really care? They just want their chicken nuggets.
Some people like their food piping hot. Other people are totally cool with eating at room temperature.
So what do you put in the thermos?
Absolutely.
Like, what are some examples of things that you would put?
Thermos is great, obviously, for soup. My kids used to love a soup, especially when they were younger. I would also do buttered pasta.
It's not a bad idea. I didn't think about sending pasta with butter. Okay, what else you have?
For the little ones out there, right, I remember when my kids were so tiny and going to kindergarten, you know, I used to always think that the lunch was the one time we had during their school day we weren't with them to remind them that, listen, we love them and we're thinking about them. So do something fun to their lunch. I used to put little surprises in it. I would add stickers to the lunch, or I would even take their silly little peanut butter sandwich. And Raven, check us out. I would take one of the pieces of bread. I would cut like a star shape out of it, or like a little circle out of it. And I would put sprinkles in that one little area. So when they open it up, they could see that.
I think that's awesome. As long as I don't lose any yardage on the sandwich, I think that's great.
I think you're an overachiever if you're getting the cookie cutters out and sprinkles. But okay.
Yeah. Here's a cool little hack for you. And I used to do this, which was great. So you know those yogurt tubes that we can get from the grocery stores that we put in all our kids' lunches?
Sure.
Right, exactly. Freeze them. Throw them in the freezer and then put them in the lunch. And they work like ice packs. It's time for them to eat. They're pretty much thawed out and they're ready to eat.
Oh, so it's, nice.
It's cool. And you can also do it with grapes.
Yeah, it's
freeze
a practical
the grapes.
Choice.
It's the exact same thing.
I always heard that, but I'm afraid that she's going to open it and it's still going to be frozen. Like, do we know how long it takes to actually unfreeze?
Frozen yogurt sounds delicious. What's wrong with that?
I guess that's true, right? Like, what's the difference? I just thought, like, she wouldn't be able to suck it out and then get all upset and frustrated.
She'll eat the plastic, too. She doesn't care.
When you send sliced apples to school, right, we used to always, in my house, toss them with, like, lemon water so they wouldn't brown up and look gross. Same thing, but taste better. Toss them in apple juice. Just a little bit of apple juice does the same thing as the lemon juice would do.
It's a good idea.
It's apple juice. It's apples. And here's the final tip. Okay, listen. So, raw veggies. If you're going to send raw veggies for your kids, those carrots, those celery sticks, all that stuff we send, don't be an animal. Send a dip with it. Give them something to dip it in so they like it better. Give them a little bit of hummus. Give them some peanut butter. Let's not be like
don't
animals
be a
out
savage.
There.
You freak!
I mean,
put a yogurt or a ranch dressing in there. Don't you love your child?
Give them something to dip it in. Listen, nobody wants to make fun of the poor kid who doesn't have a dip for his veggies. And
I mean, that's the mark now.
That's it.
Eat more.
That's
the
bullying.
Mark where your family is economically challenged. Is there's no dip in your lunch?
Hummus. That's definitely going to make them cool.
Don't sleep on hummus. It is pretty cool these days. I'm telling you.
It's not a real thing, Plum. Not a real thing.
I like the chocolate hummus with the apples.
You're right. There you go.
You know, if we're
hummus, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, and finally, we made a big deal about this in my house. Make the kids be part of the process of making the lunch. Because what you'll find out, they'll start doing it on their own as they get older, as my kids did.
All right, good ideas. All right, Chef Plum, you can find him online at chefplum.com. Thank you, Plum.
And you guys are the best. And don't forget, this week's podcast comes out Sunday. Plum Love Foods. Get it every place you get your podcast. We're talking about this right here. All these grocery store shopping tips, school lunch hacks. This Sunday, Plumlet Foods, anywhere you get your podcasts.